Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has signed two new consumer protection laws, one focused on risky home loans and the other aimed at preventing debtors from being unfairly sent to jail. The governor says the laws will protect Illinois families from predatory lenders and abusive bill collectors. The law setting limits on the fees and penalties on home loans goes into effect January 1st. The law restricting the way creditors can use the courts to collect debts goes into effect immediately. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has added 76 counties in six states, including two in Illinois, to its list of primary natural disaster areas due to the drought and excessive heat. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the designation today, making qualified farm operators eligible for low-interest emergency loans. The Illinois counties added today are Crawford in southeastern Illinois and Pike, which is west of Springfield along the Mississippi River. The USDA says the U.S. Drought Monitor classifies two-thirds of the continental United States as being in moderate to exceptional drought. Indiana's drought is expected to continue possibly into October, and although the state could impose mandatory restrictions on water use if the drought worsens, Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman says that's unlikely. Meanwhile, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard testified before Congress this morning about the drought. The House Science, Space, and Technology Committee held the hearing to review the National Integrated Drought Information System, which can help communities better prepare for the effects of a drought. Ballard told lawmakers that because the monitoring system helps mitigate the cost of the drought, it should be more of a priority for the federal government.
Anything that can mitigate the losses, if you will, of the last few months across the nation needs to be upgraded in a priority listing because it saves all of us. This could be the penny wise in this instance.
During the last week of June and first week of July, Ballard says Indianapolis's local not-for-profit water utility Citizens Water delivered a record amount of water. He says water usage in the state has dropped by about 80 million gallons a day since voluntary and mandatory water use reductions were put in place earlier this month. The Vermilion County Board has paved the way for businesses in unincorporated parts of the county to pursue video gambling. Last night's 17-6 vote changed an ordinance prohibiting the machines. Currently, 13 bars and other establishments in this area have liquor licenses, and the co-owner of the one business that now holds a state license to offer gaming expects more to apply soon. Teresa Wright operates I&I Steakhouse with her husband, David. She says they've already allowed video gambling and sold lottery tickets for years, and they're happy to see something state-regulated with hopes it will cut down on gambling addiction.
It's going to clean up a lot of the ways things have been done in the past with the machines. So people are going to gamble whether it's legal or not, and I think it's much better to have it be legal so that there can be a watchful eye over everything, and it will eliminate a lot of problems, I feel.
Outside of the six no votes, Vermilion County Board Chair Jim McMahon says no one from the public spoke out against gambling last night. The county can offer as many as 16 gambling licenses in unincorporated areas. Danville's ordinance does not prohibit the machines. A long vacant site in Champaign's North Prospect area could become the new home of one and maybe two local car dealerships. That's the goal of a development agreement with that the city council will vote on later this year. The Chaplin family operates the Ford City and Worden Martin Buick dealerships at the Carriage Street site on South Neal Street. They plan to move operations to a vacant site north of I-74, the one-time home of Prospect, Mitsubishi, and Best Buy. Deputy City Manager Craig Rost says he doesn't expect the Carriage Street site to stay vacant for very long once the auto dealers move north.
A 17-acre site on South Neal at that location with proximity to the university, good access to the other roads besides Neal, is a real asset, and I'm confident that that'll be rebuilt.
Under the agreement endorsed by Champaign City Council members last night, the dealerships will pay sales taxes up to the level they've generated on South Neal, but they will get a break on taxes above that level for 12 years or as much as $6.2 million. Details are still subject to negotiation. Rost says the deal will benefit the city by keeping the auto dealerships inside Champaign when they might otherwise move to the edge or outside of town. Chicago-based Boeing Company is reporting a 3% improvement in its second quarter net income based on strong sales of commercial airplanes and unexpected growth in its defense unit. Today's announcement surprised Wall Street. Boeing also raised its earnings forecast for the year. The Chicago City Council is expected to take up an ordinance allowing operators of food trucks to prepare meals aboard their vehicles. Chicago is known for its high-end restaurants, but strictly limits how and where food trucks can operate. The proposed ordinance would let chefs cook on board the trucks and would establish food truck parking zones around the city. A Chicago alderman says he will not allow Chick-fil-A to open a restaurant in his ward until it comes up with a written anti-discrimination policy. Before today's city council meeting, Alderman Joe Moreno said he's tried to work with the company for months, but Chick-fil-A won't put its stated anti-discrimination policy into writing. The issue came to a head last week after Chick-fil-A president Dan Cathy said he doesn't support same-sex marriage. Chick-fil-A says it has a history of applying biblically based principles to its business, including closing stores on Sundays. Its charitable arm, the Windshape Foundation, has also donated millions to groups dedicated to anti-gay causes, including the Family Research Council and Exodus International. The chain has one Chicago restaurant, but wants to put another in the city's Logan Square neighborhood. That's the area Moreno represents, and he says the restaurant cannot move forward until he introduces an ordinance to divide the land involved. And Indiana House Minority Leader Pat Bauer says he believes Democrats will be making a mistake if they try to vote to replace him. Democrats unhappy with Bauer's leadership style are expected to gather Thursday in Lafayette, Indiana, in a meeting that could lead to a vote to oust him. It's the second such caucus since June and comes as the outnumbered Democrats try to shore up their position heading into the November elections. Bauer tells the Associated Press in a phone interview today that he knows there is frustration among Democrats and that he's trying to address members' concerns. He says a change in leadership now would be divisive and says Democrats should remain united until they see what happens in November. In sports, the Chicago Cubs are taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates at this hour. The Cubs are up 2-1 in the third inning. Ryan Dempster on the mound for the Cubs. Starter for the Pirates is Kevin Correa. The Chicago White Sox will try for a sweep of the Minnesota Twins when those teams face off this afternoon at 1:10 at U.S. Cellular Field. And the St. Louis Cardinals and L.A. Dodgers play game three of a four-game set at Busch Stadium tonight at 7:15. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.